up, hallelujah. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. We ain't hiding, we ain't running, we ain't defeated. We're out here and we're gonna praise Him.
Speak Life family. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be back in action. Took a little sabbatical, a Selah, a pause. Hallelujah, praise God for the Selah, the pause, the sabbatical, the rest. We have transitioned, we have moved, we have restored. God is good, all the good stuff. And guess what? We're going to jump right into it. How you be? I miss you. I hope all is well. Shoot me an email. Follow us, Speak Light. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know if you like your devotions. What else would you like to hear and see from us? Tell us. Shoot us an email. Let us know. All the details, all the handles, all of that, it's in the email. Speak Light. Speak Light. Here we are. Jesus is my PayPal. Don't you know it? Yes, He is. Week one. Let's jump right into it. Zelle. Our stock comes from John 3:16. That is our scripture, what we are invested in for the week. John 3:16 from the NIV, and it reads, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The deposit, the word. Yes, Jesus is my PayPal. Remember that slogan from some time ago, Jesus is my homeboy? That one really never stuck with me. But in my own mind, Jesus being my PayPal, y'all, that works for me. Especially in context to John 3:16, one of the most basic, familiar, and fundamental verses in the Bible. It gives us everything we need to know about how to handle life, death, and everything in between. What comes to mind when you think of the saying, Jesus is my PayPal? How does the title speak to you in reference to what this devotion is all about? I hope it wasn't about a prosperity come up, money, and offerings, but more so about giving, growing, and being grounded in the grace of God. Now, what in the world does all that mean? It's simple. We are saved from hell. We are safe here, and we have stock in heaven because God gave. And since God gave us His all, everything we do is rooted in giving. This is the premise of life itself for the believer. This is how life works for us. He gave that we might live. So yes, Jesus is our PayPal for everything we do in life. But what does Zelle have to do with it? Are you even familiar with Zelle? In this cash app driven society, most are familiar with Zelle, but it's not as commonly used as some of the other mobile payment services. However, it is one of the safest ways to send, transfer, and request funds because it is connected directly to your bank, the official establishment itself. Bottom line, you, your money, and transactions are protected. As believers, we have stock in John 3:16 that protects us in every transaction we make in life. It's what connects us, not just to some account, but to the official big guy himself. John 3:16 is the foundation for our living and giving. God's motivation for giving wasn't about a return and what He could get out of it. God gave because of love. His motivation was simply because He loves you. And here's the thing. He doesn't just give us a piece of heaven or something that He didn't really want. He gave Himself in the person of Jesus. And like, why? Why would He do that? God gave because of us. God gave in response to our need to save us from the wages of sin, which is death. My God, how amazing is He? We have stock. We are safe because of His sacrifice. Salvation is free because Jesus paid it all. And this, my friend, is why Jesus is and will always be our PayPal. The request, our prayer. Father, we thank you that you thought it not robbery to give so that we might live. And not just live, but live freely, abundantly, without the penalty of our mess ups. Thank you for paying the price so that we have eternal life, so that in everything we do, we are protected in your promise. We honor you. We praise you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. The withdrawal, our takeaway, what we can ponder and think about for the week and reflect upon. How has God's giving benefited your life? Oh, something to think about. Write about it. Think about it. Reflect. Ponder. And remember, in everything you do, speak light.